Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sota, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey, Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Find Ruziva Hagon B'Karav Mamish. And we continue explaining Mishnah Beis and all the things that have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. And so here we have the Brachos and Klalos, which we learned about in the previous two Mishnayos. The Mishnah tells us Brachos and Klalos Ketzad. What's the case of Brachos and Klalos? Kivan Shavu Yisrael to Yarden. Once Am Yisrael cross over the Yarden, the Jordan River, into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua for the first time, Ubal Hargizim El Har Eval, and he came to Hargizim El Har Eval. Where's Hargizim El Har Eval? Shebeshaimrain, Shebetzad Shechem, Shebeitzel Eloinei Meire, which is in the Shaimrain, and it's near Shechem, which is Eloinei Meire. Now, how do we know that Shechem is Eloinei Meire? Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Kalahim Be'evar Yarden Vegaimer, and this is the Pasuk in Devarim that describes where they had to go. And Alanu Aimer, by Avram Avinu, it says, Vayavar Avram Ba'aret, Amakim Shechem, Ad Eloin Meire, Avram went through the land until Shechem, until Eloin Meire. Ma Eloin Meire, Amr La'alon, Shechem, Af Eloin Meire, Amr Kan, Shechem, just like the Eloin Meire, by Avram Avinu is Shechem, because the Pasuk says, Ad Shechem, Ad Eloin Meire, so it's the same place. So too, the Eloin Meire over here is referring to Shechem. Now, continue to describe what happened. Shish Shvatim Ol Resh HaGrizim, Shish Shvatim Ol Resh HaEvel. Six Shvatim went up to HaGrizim, and six Shvatim went to HaEvel. So we have an even split, 50-50. V'Kaihanim Alvim V'Aron Oim L'Mata V'Emtza, and the Kaihanim and the Levim and the Aron were in the middle, in between the two mountains. HaKaihanim Kifin Es HaAron. The Kaihanim surrounded the Aron. V'Alvim Es HaKaihanim, and Levim surrounded the Kaihanim. V'Chol Yisrael Mikan Mikan, and all of Yisrael, as we had just said, was over here and over there on both sides. Shenemar, the pasuk tells us Beferosh. V'Chol Yisrael is Kenev V'Shoytav V'Shoytav Oim D'Mizel Mizel La'Aron V'Gaimer, and all Yisrael and its elders and its officers and judges stood here and there on the sides of the Aron. What happened next? Hafchu Pneim Klapei HaGrizim V'Paschu V'Bracha, faces towards HaGrizim, and they started saying a bracha. What was the bracha? Baruch Ha'ish Asher Lo Yaseh Pesel Masecha. Blessed is the man who does not make any sort of idol. Ve'elu ve'elu Einin Amen. And both sets of Shvatim, the ones on HaGrizim and HaEvel, all said Amen. Hafchu Pneim Klapei HaEvel. Then they turned their faces to HaEvel U'Paschu V'Klala, and the Levim began saying a Klala. Arur Ish Asher Yaseh Pesel Masecha. Cursed is the man who makes a pesel and masecha. Ve'elu ve'elu Einin Amen. And everyone answers Amen. And they kept on doing this, turning one way, saying a bracha, and turning the next way, saying the exact opposite in a klala. Achigayim brachos and klalos, until they finished all the brachos and klalos, which were of course said in Lashon HaKodesh. Now what happened afterwards? V'achach hevios havanim. Then they brought the stones, which they were commanded to bring. Ubanus hamizbeach, and they built the mizbeach v'sadu basid, and they covered it with plaster. And after they brought their karbanos, they dismantled it until they had these huge stones. V'kasvu all of us called v'at Torah b'shivim lashon. Then they wrote all the words of the Torah on these stones in 70 languages. It was actually machlokes what they wrote on the stones. Was it all of Torah? Was it just some of Torah? Was it devarim? Was it other things? But either which way, they wrote a lot on these stones in 70 languages. Shnemar, because the pasuk says, Ba'er Hetev, you shall explain it very well. And from here we learn they had to write in 70 languages. And then Venathal Savanim Ubo Vlanim Kaimon, they took the stones and they slept in their place, which was in Gilgal, that was quite a distance, and there's a big nes at Kvitzas Aderech that they got there by nightfall. And moving on to Mishnah Vav, Birchas Kaihanim Ketzad. What's the case of Birchas Kaihanim? So we all know that Birchas Kaihanim is Rech Hashem Yishmecha, Yor Hashem Panav Lechu Gneka, Yisra Hashem Panav Lechu Yasim Lecha Shalom, and that has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. And now we're going to see multiple differences between Birchas Kaihanim outside versus inside the Beis HaMikdash. And so here's number one. B'medina Ayrim Ma'isa Shalosh Brachas V'Mikdash Bracha Achas. In the Medina, outside the Beis HaMikdash, Birchas Kaihanim is broken up into three brachas, like we have it. Yivrach Hashem Yishmerecha, Amen. Yor Hashem Panav Lechu Gneka, Amen. Yisra Hashem Panav Lechu Yasim Lecha Shalom, Amen. But in the Mikdash, it's all said as one bracha. There's no pauses in between because we don't answer Amen in the Beis HaMikdash. Another difference. B'Mikdash Ayrim Ma'isa Hashem Kechsavai V'Medina B'Chinuyai. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen would say Hashem's name as it's written, Yud Kei Vav Kei. He would speak out the Shem Havaya. We know that we're not allowed to do that, but in the Beis HaMikdash they did. And in the Medina, it was said in the Kinoi, the way that we say it, Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. Another difference, but Medina, Kehanim Nosim Mesidim Keneged Kisfein, Uva Mikdash Al Gabi Rosheihen. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Kehanim would lift their hands only proportionate to their shoulders, but not higher. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they'd lift their hands above their heads. Chutz Mikoyen Gadol She'en Magbias Yadav L'mal Min Hatzitz, except for the Kohen Gadol, he's not going to lift his hands above the tzitz, which is a plate that he wore on his forehead that said Hashem's name on it, because it wouldn't be proper to lift his hands higher than that. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Kohen Gadol Magbia Yadav L'mal Min Hatzitz. Even the Kohen Gadol, he does lift his hands above the tzitz. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Vayisa Arnis Yadav El Ha'am Vayvarachim, and Aaron lifted his hands to the nation and he blessed them. So you see clearly from here that he lifted his hands higher. However, the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.